The Women's Legal Service of Victoria is calling on the federal government and the courts to strengthen mandatory financial disclosure in situations of family violence. It says the current system relies heavily on voluntary disclosure, which can leave the victim open to further economic abuse when trying to seek their entitlements. And it's proposing judges be given the power to bypass perpetrators to gain the information directly from the Australian Taxation Office. Connie Agius filed this report.
A woman, who we'll call Angela for legal and safety reasons, was living in an abusive relationship before escaping with her three children. In retaliation, her partner drained the bank accounts and took the family car. Angela is now trying to pursue her property and superannuation entitlements through the family law system, so she isn't able to talk. But Tanya Clark, a lawyer at the Women's Legal Service of Victoria, represents her.
The system does heavily rely on voluntary disclosure, and if a party is not cooperating and doesn't disclose, it's very difficult for the system to enforce that.
The Women's Legal Service of Victoria says 84% of its clients experience economic abuse, and the majority have problems with non-disclosure. And that's why the organisation put a proposal forward to change the system.
So in our report, there are recommendations in there to strengthen mandatory financial disclosure, and we're calling upon the Australian government and the courts to actually examine how these can be strengthened. One of the proposals that we have been exploring is an administrative mechanism that will allow the ATO to disclose that information to the courts through the court order.
This means a judge would have the power to bypass an alleged perpetrator if they're being difficult by not disclosing their superannuation information. The Women's Legal Service of Victoria says it's important because superannuation can be the main asset in low-income families. Tanya Clark says any change would require amendments to the Family Law Act and laws around taxpayer confidentiality.
The ATO has the information. It's all centrally stored. So, you know, it's there, it's accessible, it's easy to access. We just really need to open it up.
The government says it's aware of concerns regarding the identification of superannuation assets in family law proceedings. The recommendation has been picked up by a parliamentary inquiry into a better family law system and the review of superannuation and victims of crime compensation. Advocates like Tanya Clark say it's time to act.
That non-disclosure really is part of a wider system of coercive control, and part of that system is to manipulate all of those family law processes to continue to exert that control and commit economic abuse.
The government says it's carefully considering the recommendation and will respond in due course.
Connie Agius with that report.